Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast. Woo, woo, woo.
Sexual chocolate.
Y'all missed us.
We haven't been anywhere.
Where you come from with them goddamn late hand claps?
Now, you can't talk to what we call them, chocolate night like that.
Chocolate night?
Dark chocolate, no.
We've been giving him stripper names all the time.
Yeah, we've been talking to him. Didn't we call him Chocolate Thunder?
I called him Sexy Black or something.
I thought we said
what I called him last week. I can't remember.
I don't know. We give him a lot of names. We can't keep up. He can't even keep up.
That's sexual harassment.
It is.
We're going to call HR on us.
Please do not call HR on us.
HR does not even exist right now.
Oh. I'm saying if Donald Trump can grab coochies and everything else, I think little stuff like making up a little sexual nickname for somebody, that's off the table, ain't it?
You can't do
that. I mean, if you can get caught on the Jumbotron these days and you the head chief HR, I mean, does it really matter these days?
And the billionaire.
I think when you in another tax bracket like that,
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
At all. Absolutely not.
Should it matter?
Mm-mm.
If that wife divorces him,
I heard she is
$500 million.
But I've heard that. I think that was a setup.
You think so?
Oh yeah,
hell yeah.
Oh yeah,
it was planned.
Oh yeah.
Now, do you think they were in on it?
I think the assistant was.
The assistant.
Somebody was in on it.
The assistant.
It was just too easy.
Oh,
it was too easy.
The assistant. Called
that's a teacher for you.
Okay, so I could almost tell you that. Okay, you remember the assistant? She hid her face.
She was like, "Oh."
She called. If they go back, at some point she texted somebody and was like, "Yep, they booed up right now. Zoom in."
It was too perfect.
It
was too perfect.
It was too perfect.
So where was the assistant standing?
Because right there next to them. She was standing right next to
them. She just got a promotion as the something benefits.
Whatever she was, she was next in line for her job. So now that she's out, guess who gets her job?
Who's out? You think Polly out?
Yeah. When Polly moves, assistant.
Well, she's out on administrative
leave
right now. Well, so, both of them are.
Oh, girl, gonna get.
I thought he was the company CEO.
But you still have a board of directors.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So they're both on.
So if you're next in line for her job and you want her job, what you gonna do? Number one, why y'all taking the assistant while y'all cheating? I'm not doing that.
Yes, but it's just what the cameraman said. He said, "Oh, y'all look like y'all are hiding and y'all are booed up like y'all are married or something." Like, who would say
why
would that have even been a
the problem happened when they got caught on camera and then they immediately turned and hid their faces. That's why he said what he said. If you would have just acted naturally and just continue doing what you was doing, nobody would have even gone. Right. So immediately, as soon as those people, the caption of their faces was caught, everybody started doing facial recognition on them.
Mm-hmm. He dropped to his knees.
And that's how, right. So the reaction was what gave it away. That's when people started doing facial recognition and finding out who those
both
people were.
She turned her head and the assistant was like,
"So,
oh my God."
So here's the deal.
Right.
He goes home that night. She goes home that night. But
nobody really knew what was going on until the next morning.
That's what them people's wives and husbands woke up to.
Got to be more
careful. They didn't even know it was going to be that big.
Let me tell you, everybody's in on it.
You don't take anyone when you going to do inappropriate things with other people's husbands and wives.
I think this was a setup.
What they say, no face, no case.
That's right.
You ain't about to know what I'm doing.
Uh-uh.
Baby, when I go creeping in the middle of the night, because sometimes I got to make me a ride.
Somebody said that's why you don't believe. Nobody when people don't say they too busy. Yeah. You never too busy. Even a CEO is never too busy.
I don't have my location on my phone. Nobody don't know where I'm going.
No air tags.
Maybe one person gonna know just in case the nigga try to kill me or something.
Right.
So I'm gonna call my most trusted.
Right.
I'm be like, this the address I'm gonna be at.
Right. Right.
If I don't call you by so and so, call the police.
And sometimes you might have to take them with you, right? Just hide out.
No, you can't go.
Don't hang say go in the spot with you. But you know, hang out.
Yeah.
Stay here until I come back.
There you go. And let me tell you how good we used to do it back in the day. So I had a very recognizable car back in the day. Jennifer had a car. A red something. I can't remember what it is.
It was the Tercel.
No, this was even after that. This was after she married Rick.
Oh.
She had a red sports car. So she would.
I remember the Tercel.
She would come to my house if we was going. We would exchange cars. So she had a very recognizable car too. So when she went to do what she did, I went to do what I do. We would exchange cars. So my nigga ain't looking for my car. But then they got smart and was like, oh, but that's her homegirl car. Yeah. But this was a long time ago. This was before they had trackers on cars, air tags. I would just advise y'all, don't cheat. It's just.
Sometimes it's not worth it.
You can't cheat. No, I said to someone the other day, you can't cheat anymore. You can't sell drugs anymore. It's just too hard.
You can do it, but it's risky.
It's very risky now. Back in the day, think about it, even cell phones. Everywhere you go, somebody can easily snap a picture, take a picture, and send it. When we had pages, nobody could do that.
How did people cheat back then? I can't even remember.
On the wall phone?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what you did. You called.
Because it was hard.
I'm going to call you.
You would have to set it up.
The phone going to ring twice. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to hang up.
Like, that's how we would have to get together. The two enemies would have to get together and be accomplices to say, we gonna get this nigga. We don't like each other, but we gonna get them. And then we have to meet up at the spot. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how we would have to catch the person.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it was hard to get caught back in the day.
Right.
But it's not hard anymore.
And then it's like, well, are you gonna leave him? I ain't leaving him. Like,
same.
Yeah.
I'm glad I ain't never had to have. That's a hard discussion to have.
Yeah, I ain't never been put in that position ever.
Yeah,
never.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not even going.
I've never had to be an accomplice with my enemy to set someone up.
Oh no,
I've never.
No.
But even just asking the person to make a choice, because,
and I've never been in a situation.
I don't think I want the rejection. I'm just going to say, I'm going to bow out gracefully. I'm going to help you make the choice.
Right.
I don't want to be here anymore. Because I feel like once they've done that and, they gotten away with it, why wouldn't they continue to keep doing it? That's how you feel? Brandon. Oh, B. Can you roll that beautiful bean footage? It kind of goes into what our storyline of the topic.
Because one day we won't.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Talking to my last nigga. Because one day we were on the phone and he said, I love talking to you. You bring me peace. I said, Later on that night, I thought about that statement and I was like, damn. I can't even say the same. Because every time we on the phone, you offend me. I got to find a way to defend myself. I got to find a way to tell you that your tone was invalid. I got to find a way to tell you that you should speak gentler to the person that you like. I said, wow, the peace that I give out, it's not being reciprocated. He's going to drive me crazy and he's going to have fun doing it because I'm not going to do it back. I said, oh no, I got to choose myself. I'm more peaceful than this nigga. That's not fair. Why is it that you could count on me to be more careful than you? And you were okay with that? I said, nah. This not going to be the last of me. But this sure is going to be the last you hear from me. So to be honest, it didn't even take me long. He He told me that earlier that day. And that night I said, this is not going to work. I think I had enough. And I did.
I'm going to tell you straight up. I don't even know how to play fair. I don't even know how to be kind and gentle when you being rough and hard on me. I don't even know how to do that. Because I'm a mirror. I give it to you just how you give it to me. Yeah, no. I don't even know how to do that.
And I think you're more tolerant when you're younger. So it surprised me that a young lady posted this. Because I think young people kind of tend to, if they not toxic, then they're going to be more dismissive to stuff and accepting to things like that. But when you get to be our age, nigga, I'm on what you on. And if you going to continue to be on this, you going to be out. Because...
But you want it by yourself, cause I don't entertain that.
Yeah,
I can't.
How do I appear? How can I come peaceful to you when you invoke
you disturbing
you
me?
Know a disturbance within me? That's hard.
I think younger people are more enlightened now, and they're more in tune with their feelings. And I think sometimes the emotional intelligence from younger people now. It should be commended because they realize at sometimes like, no, this is not it. And I'm not willing to continue going further. Like she said, she was like, I wish I could say the same just because.
But I think she had probably tolerated a little too long. Yeah. Right. She would have liked.
Yeah. And that's when she was like, I'm out.
She knew what was going on until he and made the, that
until the light bulb came.
You know,
yeah, because she said it wasn't until later that evening an epiphany came and was like, well, wait a minute, I don't feel the same about this person. But see, I love that she told the person, just tell me I don't feel the same, and then we can, you know, it probably asked some questions. Okay. And if you don't feel the same, at least you told me you are mature enough to tell me that you don't feel the same way that I'm feeling.
And sometimes it doesn't even have to be a harsh come off on the other person. It can be, it can appear just to be gentle, honest. But no, it can appear to be a gentleness from the other person. As we would say, gaslighting or passive aggressiveness from the other person. And it can be
breadcrumbing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
do just enough.
There's right. And then when it start adding up, the math ain't math. And it's like, okay, you continue to project this behavior, but say this, but it's not adding up. And then it's like, like you said, the epiphany comes and like, this is just, it's not adding. And then that's when the other person start becoming defensive. Mm-hmm. And that's when you say, you know what? I'm not going to tolerate this attitude no more. Because, see, right now, I'm not getting what I'm giving.
But if you think about it, whenever you've accused someone in the past of mistreating you, it's always a defense of whoever just outright admits, you know what? I'm not being nice to you, or you know what, I'm not being honest with you. That it's always a defense to what, so to make you feel like you're crazy for thinking what you think. So that in a sense makes you kind of stay like, what, am I overthinking this, or am I, you know, putting, you know, am I reading this wrong? Because he says he's not, he says he really loves me, you feel it that it ain't right, but he telling you one thing, but his actions are doing another.
Right.
So you just kind of like, well, let me stick in here a little longer and see. I'm old now. I'm not waiting around to wait and see if things, you know, turn for the better.
Right.
Like, if it don't feel good, I'm out.
Right.
I think for me, I do not like when a person, if I tell you whether you agree with it or not, but if I tell
don't
you,
dismiss that.
Don't dismiss my feelings.
Yeah,
because nobody can tell you
how you feel.
Right.
Nobody.
If I am telling you how I feel, just that'll apologize for my for
that'll piss me off.
Yeah, that pisses me off. And then I'm looking at you differently.
Or then when they say, well, I'm sorry you feel like
I'm being mean to you, but I'm not. I'd rather for you to take a step back and think about what I said.
Correct.
And then come back to me and say, you know what? I apologize for, you know, how the conversation went. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. You know.
Right. But that's where,
because you don't have to react maturity. In the moment.
Yeah, and that's where emotional maturity, emotional intelligence come into play.
But right. don't dismiss me.
So this right. is where I had a epiphany with this piece of something I was dealing with. When I would say something, because I'm one of them people, I'm gonna say something to you right when the shit happened, mm-hmm. because it's fresh in my mind. It just occurred. I need to say this now. I would say something to him, and his comeback was always, well, you do the same thing, and you do this all the time. So here's my comeback. Give me the instances where you said that I've done this. Give me, you know, examples. You can't. You can't because you pulling this out of your ass. You just trying to deflect from what I just pointed out to you and put it back on me, so you don't have to be accountable for that. Let me tell you something. That was the most mentally abusive relationship. Because here I am second guessing myself. Because now I'm older. I don't remember as well. So I'm just like, well, goddamn. Did I do some shit like that? You know, because I know I can be a mama when I want to be. However, I did everything I could to try to salvage and work with that piece of work. But ladies and gentlemen, we have to understand, even if you a trained therapist,
right,
like my homegirl, that ain't your job to be that nigga's therapist.
Right.
That ain't your job to heal him. Uh-uh. So I had to have a conversation at that point with the mother. Mm. See, you done sent this broke shit out in the world to mentally abuse other women because you knew that there was a problem when he left your house. And you didn't correct it. Now he out here with this good pee-pee and this fucked up, warped ass way of thinking. Out here assaulting women with his foolishness. And that's not right.
No.
Hell no. Like, I tell niggas in a minute when they see me.
Oh, my gosh.
The exterior is beautiful. But there have been points in my life where I have been very broken.
Right.
And I done told niggas, Bruh, this ain't what you want to do at this point in time in my life. I'm fucked up.
Right.
I'm going to eat your heart out your chest right now because this way I'm at. This ain't what you want to do. And don't you know they still be here for the abuse? I don't care. I want it. I want you.
Because here we go.
But I'm not going to.
We can change.
But I
can
put the disclaimer out. No,
because they all
and you
think
have different results for different people.
But they all think it's a challenge.
Yeah,
right.
But see, and that's I don't date when I'm not healed. When I'm not in a good right. place financially, mentally, sexually, none of that, I don't date. That is my time of solitude. That is my time yep. to heal. And we thinking,
that make you angry though.
And you've done it too, Sue.
Uh huh.
So, but. Not a lot of people are going to be honest with themselves and say, this is not the time for me to be connecting to with another anybody. Energy because
and
my shit
nothing,
off.
Right. And it's nothing against anyone. Like, you really have to shut yourself down, give yourself mm-hmm. a hard reset, make sure you're good before you even if it's platonic. Like, I don't want to be in a place and I'm not healed to where I can't even trust my friends, my family. I'm just not in a good space. And your good friends.
That's why you don't go out with your friends.
That people that know you understand that. And they like, is everything all right? Mm-hmm. Well, you want to, I love y'all. You know I do. Mm-hmm. I love you two both. But it's not where I just didn't want to pour that into you.
Yeah.
So that's what.
But
people
that's
get
love.
Paid for. Mm-hmm. That's therapy. That's right. Because I just don't want to be that type of burden, even though I know I can come and talk to you all. Mm-hmm. But it's some other stuff that you sometimes have to get the professionals for to help you sort out your mess. So, you know, Detachment is real. And here we going back to emotional intelligence. Yeah. Once you are at that point where you realize something here is not right, whether you felt like things were going great, but that other person, it may not have felt that way for him or her. And my whole thing is just communicate that and tell it.
So I have had people to say to me before, you act like somebody is just supposed to know what's going on in your head. If you're spiritually in tune with me, so if we've been in a relationship, we spend time together, we
fucking,
I do expect you to know when my energy is off, when I'm not feeling my best, when I feel some kind of way, when I'm with you versus when I'm not with you. I do expect you to pick up on that, because I do that with the people that I'm spiritually in tune to or that I care about and love. So I do the check-ins. Hey, we good? Do I make you happy? Is there anything I can do better? Like, we need to switch some shit up. Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on? But when I don't get the reciprocal love and value and check-ins, that makes me feel like, well, all you care about is if you're good. You don't really mm-hmm. care about if I'm okay. And it offends me that you're not picking up on I'm not happy right now, or I'm not good, or you round here, la, 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 and I'm round here, blah.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So that's offensive to me. That's some shit I don't feel like people should stay in. Because it's never going to get better. Because you just got selfish motherfuckers in this world who feel like, as long as I'm good.
Yeah. I mean, and that's a cue to say we're not on the same page.
That's even
we're definitely not on the same page. Because either I want something more from this than you do.
Right.
What do you want from this? Is it strictly, what is the game plan? What is the goal? What is the outcome? Like, what are we doing?
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to even take it to sex. So, even with sex, if you're with a man sexually, and it's always gain on his part, he getting his, he don't care if he satisfying you, because you know every man think that they got the best PP in the world, right? Mm-hmm. And they satisfying, and they think the same way they did Jill and Betty, and mm-hmm. That and they could do that to you, and that's gonna work, right? Mm-hmm. So when you don't try to communicate with me and learn my body and ask me questions about how I need to be satisfied, you'll never lay back down with me no more, little boy. Never, you will never get this good.
And say again.
Again. Because you is selfish. All mm-hmm. you care about is you trying.
Get me.
Yeah. That's true. Just want to get them there.
Mm-hmm. That is very true.
So how do you expect the relationship to go?
But do you say something to that person?
Well, why not talk about it before the sex even happens?
Because I don't know.
To be satisfied.
Sometimes sex just happens. Sometimes.
I mean, I know it just happens sometimes. That's true.
Mm-hmm. If you don't get the opportunity to talk about it before it happens, because things are spontaneous and it may happen. Times. It may happen because, spur of the moment.
It definitely mm-hmm. needs to be a conversation after.
Right.
Oh, it will be a conversation after.
Especially if you're not being satisfied.
It will
Once
be.
Again, emotional intelligence.
It will be. I just think that honesty.
Because that segues into when y'all spend time together and there's no consideration to where we going to eat or what we going to do.
Because there will be no elephant in the room.
Are you coming to me?
Right.
No.
A prime example. I was watching a post on, young ladies, y'all don't make men do enough for you. First of all, let me say that. If I'm coming to see you, I expect gas money. Mm-hmm. if I'm coming to you and I'm traveling a distance, I expect for you to pay for my lodging. And nigga, I'm not staying in no goddamn microtel. Mm-hmm. I want top of the line. I want ocean views. Mm-hmm. I want all that. Mm-hmm. Like, let's run it up. I need me a nice 5-star meal, maybe room service. I need some things because I done traveled to come see you. It needs to be.
I ain't got it.
Me either.
I ain't got it either then.
Me neither.
I don't have it either.
What? Next life. What that thing said?
Next lifetime.
Next lifetime.
I'm flattered.
Yes.
I'm flattered. Maybe next lifetime. God, doggy Jilly from Philly, I love you, girl. I love you. They don't give you the credit you deserve.
So hold on. So back to Jilly from Philly's comment to the dude, right? Maybe she was in a relationship with somebody at that time, and she couldn't really speak on.
She it is don't so even matter.
Did, so did it don't she, even so matter. Did she curb him or?
Oh, she did.
Or that, did that, or was she I, just I like I'm not did, in that
but
place
she
right
is
now.
So intuitive. Like,
whether she was or
I
wasn't,
I don't think that's her type.
That's my line.
Yes,
that's my
for
new line.
The remainder of my life.
But I don't even want you to think it's next lifetime if you're not my type.
It may be you may be their type in your next lifetime. Mm-mm. Maybe Mm-mm. he will be at another level where she can receive him.
Mm. Next lifetime next may never ever come.
Right.
Mm-mm. I don't even want to chance
flattered.
That. I don't even want to chance that. It'll never be.
I am
I
would have
just said, I'm flattered. Thank you so much. No,
I'm flattered. Maybe next life. But see, that's so
wish,
her,
I
though.
I wish
see,
our energies, maybe in another lifetime.
That is so Jill Scott. I can
it
see,
is.
See
it is.
Her. Have you seen her concert?
I've never.
Oh my! Have you seen her? Uh-uh. I've seen her twice.
Okay. When she came to Columbia the last time, I missed it.
Y'all.
I only want to see her in Philadelphia.
No, you can see her because she brings the energy wherever she is.
I feel like when you see someone in their city,
it's beautiful.
They give you the best fucking performance
ever. Wait a minute,
ever.
Because according to the people in Houston, Beyonce didn't do all that she did in Paris or Atlanta.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Click. They said, Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Jill Scott is the person that will bring her energy anywhere. She's just that.
She's a spiritual goddess.
Yes, she is. You got to go. You got to go see her.
Okay.
She's phenomenal.
So if y'all want to send very necessary some ticket money, what's the Cash App, Vaughn?
It's $THEVN podcast.
Is it?
We ain't got no lunch money in a minute. See what I'm talking about?
Oh, no, that's not true. Shout out to our favorites.
Kels
and Shanta.
Yeah.
They sent us birthday
money. They always do that.
I appreciate you. I love y'all so much.
Look at all the other men's be experiencing us and don't send no money. That's who I'm talking to. Yeah.
That's it. The VVN podcast.
The ungratefuls. You gotta feed me in the morning after you done knocked my boots off all night. You can't even buy me no goddamn coffee and no breakfast. Like, that's what I'm saying. Women don't make men do enough for them. Mm-hmm. And women.
Okay.
Okay, so this is me. I'm a giver of sorts, right? I talk about people giving me money, men giving me money, but there are so many things that I do that I'm so deserving. I charge $200 for a massage. I'm a fucking beast. I'm 20 something year veteran. These are blessed hands. Trust and believe, my massages are worth $200. Okay? National certified. I charge $200 for a massage. If I go see a man, my table's in the car. He's getting a massage. I'm buying him a gift. I'm catering to that man all weekend. I don't just look good on his arm. I feel good to him in more than one way. Okay? So I feel like I've given you an experience of anywhere between $300 to $500. God damn right I want it in return, sir. I need all that. So if you want to take me shopping, if you want to feed me, I'm at a 5-star hotel.
I mean, somebody giving me a massage and making me feel good. I'm gonna pull out too.
I have a bag. Absolutely. I have my, y'all got whole bags with bullshit in it. I got whole bags with candles, feathers.
Why would
lighting?
I don't understand.
I create a motherfucking experience for them niggas. They at the spa all weekend with me. You mean to tell me I can't get what I want?
Hell no.
It's not going down. Make them do more. Mm-hmm. Make them do more.
You shouldn't have to make them. They should want to.
Well, but, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Expect more. Mm-hmm. I don't like the women who say, oh, you don't have to go through all the trouble. Or it's okay. Or I could come to. Hell no. No.
That's why I do appreciate my one friend. He's a good guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
For sure.
I really do. Because I ain't got to ask for nothing. Mm-hmm. He just do.
I'm an empress. I expect empress treatment.
I mean, it just, you know, I don't even have to ask.
That's good.
Yep.
I mean, if God need to what be washed, you know, I wake up, the car ain't there because it's going to get washed. Like, little stuff, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Because I tell you everything that I want and need from you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing about it is that is setting expectations. Mm-hmm. And I should not, it ain't perfect, but that is the quality of men that I say have set the standard for. Mm-hmm. That should be set.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know, raise a good stock. He was raised from good stock.
Yeah. Because what does a car wash cost you? I mean, if he doing it by hand, don't cost him nothing but some sweat equity.
Oh,
what does a tank of gas cost you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even that. Know that I'm coming, mm-hmm. fill your tank up.
Right.
Yeah.
You driving this weekend? Yeah. Okay. Well, here just you.
Right.
I need that random cash apps.
You know, and that's just
random DoorDashes.
I didn't things that you don't have to
save
ask.
My cash order. App? Save my order in your phone. That way, when I'm home and I don't feel like cooking, you can send me what I like.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We giving y'all a game, Nick.
These are the type
giving you the game
that I appreciate. It's some other little things got to be worked out, but.
Right.
But these are the things
you can tell.
Yeah.
It's meaningful.
Yes. And I appreciate that.
Because when you take sex out of the equation, what do we have? Right. What are we doing?
What are we doing? You got to expect more. You need to expect more than just. Sex.
Because if all I want from you is sex,
you got to expect more.
I'm not driving 2-3 hours to give you sex.
Right.
You gotta expect.
You're gonna
more.
Meet me halfway.
Mm-hmm. In mediocre conversation.
There will be no massage. Right. There will be an in and out. Let me get me. You get you.
And we out.
I holler, chief.
Unless that's what you want. Unless that's what it is, and that's what you want.
Yeah.
But who wants? Just that.
And at a certain point, that shit get old.
It gets old.
That shit get played out. And you like, you know what? I ain't coming over here no damn more.
You want to enjoy your company outside of the bedroom or wherever you are.
It's going to get old when you like that and you see that person going beyond with someone else.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to say, dang, I could have had that.
But
it, you know, I did not pursue it or we didn't pursue it because, you know, men only going to give you what you want.
Right.
They're not going to look more into it. Oh, that's what she wanted. Mm-hmm. I give her what she want. This next person, they wanted more from me. So I'm going to give them more, but this is all you wanted. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to lay the pipe.
That's why I don't cook for niggas.
Clean pipes.
I make food. Y'all notice that I make food and I post it and it looks so good. And I be waiting for a nigga to inbox me for a plate. Bitch, you ain't bought no groceries over here. You don't eat here. You don't take care of nothing over here. You don't get no plate. I wouldn't give you a square of this on a goddamn paper plate. No. And the audacity for you to even ask. That's crazy to me. So, yeah. Y'all stop asking for more than what you deserve.
Right.
Right.
Because if you're not deserving. But see, we got to get people to understand. They got to know their worth. Uh-huh. In order to know that somebody is playing them mm-hmm. out of what they deserve. So, yeah. I think it's just in all fairness. Let's do unto others as we would have them to do. Just the golden rule.
Yeah.
It's the golden rule.
And then that's how you weed them out.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's how you weed them out.
Yeah. And I just told my best friend today, I'm at the level in my life where the detachment is so serious. I could be on you
it's
today.
Dangerous. It's
and,
so dangerous. Yeah,
and not be on you and not give you a second thought tomorrow. Right.
I don't know if is that a good thing or that's a bad thing. Great. I don't know.
I think it's freedom. Is.
It is freedom mm-hmm. is the love language. Okay. I saw mm-hmm. that. I read that somewhere. Freedom mm-hmm. is my love language.
Yes.
I read that somewhere. Like, what's your love language? Freedom.
I don't fucking have to do this. I don't.
The art of detachment is so necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It is so it's so mental and emotional freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're releasing, you're not harboring
Mm-mm.
those souls. Mm-mm. You're not keeping them attached to you.
No. Nope.
And the thing about it is, I was telling a friend, that goes for family,
mm-hmm.
blood ties. Mm-hmm. It goes for anyone.
Just, for sure. Yep.
Just because you are blood related doesn't mean that you have to be inclusive to them.
That's right.
You know, you have to, you know, be in that circle with them. Mm-mm. No, you can break that.
I let a couple of my family members know at my you grandmother's can be free funeral
that from that.
It was nice.
If it's toxic,
it was nice knowing
if
y'all.
If it's not serving you in your mental capacity, and if it's not giving you mm-hmm. life,
mm-hmm. yes,
and if it's making you brittle and cracking mm-hmm. you, mm-hmm. let it go. Let it go.
Yeah,
it's just yeah. Mm-mm.
Take us out.
Oh, dang, it's time to go already. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. Well, thank you for joining us today. Never miss an episode. Catch us on our website at thevary necessarypodcast.com. You can catch us on all social handles at thevary necessarypodcast. And that's it. Boom, 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 boom.